I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only three teams are left undefeated in the NFL, two outside the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Seahawks are playing tonight against the 2-1 Lions, which is super exciting. And we've got a rookie quarterback potentially running away with Rookie of the Year award this right now. So let's look at that player performance and look at the top 10 players going up compared with the eBay sold data. Let's dig in. Number one, Jaden Daniels. The Commanders are now 3-1 with a great dominant win over the Cardinals. Jaden had a 96.3 passer rating and smashing every week in fantasy thanks to his dual threat abilities. The connection to Terry McLaurin continues to grow once again, very strong in this game. Daniels also opens the run lanes for Brian Robinson Jr., who went 101 yards on the ground and a touchdown. The retro score look here from 1989, a very popular card. I do feel it's capped at probably about $10, unless you're getting tens on these cards to add additional value. You can see they're selling and buy it nows for 7 to 10 here. But as you can see in PSA 10 condition, we have a Topps Now card that's from the draft night that sold for 110 in a buy it now today. So I think that score could do similar to that. You have his base luminance, which is a new set that just hit the market. And there are a lot of color parallels of this card that are serial numbered that go up in price and numbered out of about 150 or selling for 75 to 100. You could see the base cards here are selling for about $13 to $15 and buy it now. Check out his Sage autograph, serial numbered out of just 25, but still a Sage autograph card because his rookie autos are pretty rare. This card closed for almost $200 in auction today. This card's getting quite pricey, especially autograph. Now, he is in gold standard as well, and I think this is the top card of Jaden Daniels' market now because it is a licensed rookie card with the NFL license from Panini here. And even though it's got a plain patch and it's numbered out of 499, we've got this gold standard patch rookie selling for $123 in an auction today. His largest transaction is a rookie auto, like I was talking about how those are getting pretty pricey. Here's one from the Topps Now draft night set with their little printed rookie card logo on the bottom left. This is an SGC 9.5, graded a 10 on the auto. It's considered a blue foil out of 49 here. It was listed for $2,800 and sold in a buy it now today for $2,200. He also had a ton of big time transactions for Jaden go down yesterday. Another, his largest one from game day is an orange out of 5 with the second pick on there, hand inscribed, the Topps Now draft night auto here, $7,750 in a buy it now. All right, so his largest non-auto transaction from game day is a 2024 select redemption for the XRC that's going to come out who knows when, probably a few months from now. Jaden Daniels Select XRC here. Closed an auction last night. It's a redemption card, guys. $972 right there. There's another one that ended for $931 last night as well. So if we go back to the 25th, just 4 days prior, you could see this card close for $710 in auction. So up approximately $250 in auction. That's a nice increase. Now, before we go any further, guys, real quick, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. We're 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips. We're part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network. And check out www.cgccards.com for your football card grading needs. They're the sponsor of today's videos. They have bulk submissions as low as $11 per card with a $500 declared value on the raw card with just 5 working day turnaround times, crystal clear holders, potentially gold label pristine tins. They can authenticate your event signed memorabilia as well. You got to check out CGC card grading for your football card collection. Now back to the video. Sam Darnold once again finding himself in the top 10 list as the Vikings are one of the only undefeated team. And I mean, Jordan Love was healthy too and played really well, threw a ton and tried to keep up. But with Jordan Addison now healthy and the Vikings defense playing pretty well this year, Darnold leads the team to another decisive win. Now only them and the Chiefs are undefeated besides the Seahawks, who are playing tonight against the Lions. So that game is up in the air. Let's check out this Darnold Green Pulsar PSA 10 Prism that closed an auction today for $111. Back on August 31st, we found that card closing in auction for just $55. His gold standard rookie patch auto from 2018, serial numbered out of 99. This does have a rookie auto on it here. Listed for $115, ultimately sold somewhere there around $100. His base Prism Raw here, up to $15 in a buy it now today. But let's look at these rookie autos and look at how they're climbing here, like this turn of the century orange. It is serial numbered out of 10, and it is in a BGS 9.5 slab with a 10 on the auto. And this card was listed at $1,000. The seller took $500, buy it now today. What about his tricolor field level select silver prism here? Serial numbered out of 99, PSA 10, selling for $150 and a buy it now today. Yet another one of those sell yesterday for $135 and a buy it now. What about his select premier silver PSA 10, selling August 4th for $39. And yesterday that card closes an auction for $79. His biggest transaction yesterday was this huge buy it now of a National Treasures rookie patch auto, considered a true RPA here, vertically formatted with the rookie auto, serial numbered out of 99. You got it in a BGS 9.5 slab. Beautiful card, sold for $11,995 in a buy it now. Absolutely massive transaction yesterday. Is also his highest transaction in the past 90 days. In fact, that same card sold September 19th, maybe had a non-payer here and the guy relisted it. That card sold September 19th for just $3,500. And then a couple weeks later, actually 10 days later to be precise, the card is in another buy it now, sold for three times as much. We also had a rookie ticket auto, cracked ice, a grail card here in the modern day, BGS 9.5, $1,850, marked down from $4,000. Another rookie ticket auto made his top highest value sales here, and it was yesterday in a buy it now, marked down from $3,000, sold for $1,500. It's a 20th anniversary rookie ticket auto here from the iconic early years of 1998, the inaugural year there of the rookie ticket auto. The Peyton Manning rookie year, the Randy Moss rookie year, BGS 9.5, that thing sold for $1,500. And this is what I would expect from a true RPA here from National Treasures. This one makes more sense. This one sold yesterday for $3,000 in a buy it now. And this one's numbered out of 14. That's why that one at the very top smells super fishy. Not sure what's going on there or if it can really qualify, because this is a Auto 10, PSA 10, and it's numbered out of 14 with some nice stitching, and it's from National Treasures, from the same exact set. Beautiful card here. Sold for $3,000. Number three this week, we're going with the rookie Xavier Worthy. He has a beautiful 54-yard touchdown in this game. The Chiefs are now 4-0. Ultimately, though, Rashee Rice is now likely out for the season after Patrick Mahomes actually threw an interception, then sat down on the field with his back facing Rice's knee, took him out unintentionally. The underlying metrics for the remainder of the game actually show Travis Kelce could once again become the target leader in this offense, but you know the young hotshot rookie Xavier Worthy here surely will be the target of many hobbyists this week, and so I want to look at his tops now selling for between $5 and $10. Those came out from the initial opening night game. You've got the retro score rookie from 1989. Look, Travis Kelce's got one of those. We talked about Jaden Daniels earlier. Look at the PSA 10 score a treat Xavier Worthy here, selling for $50 and a buy it now. Talking about how those 10s add a lot of value to those raw cards that are typically capped at around $5. There was an auction last night that ended on a gold standard Xavier Worthy, considered a mother load patch here, serial numbered out of $299, a bunch of plain colored patches. But this is a Chiefs uniform license Xavier Worthy rookie card that ended for only $27. I know it's an ugly card, but it probably has some value left on the table, as Xavier Worthy is definitely going up from this boomer bust touchdown guy. He's probably going to have a lot more standalone value. If anything, perceived standalone value as we move forward here. Look at this red horizontal from Luminance. The important thing to note is it does have the Chiefs team name there. It's also got that rookie card shield in the top left and the serial numbered out of 25. This card sold for $45 in a buy it now yesterday. Expect that to go up. Same thing for this Luminance yellow out of $299, $650 in auction today. Here's a nice red gold standard serial numbered out of 40 here that closed in auction last night for $51. His largest transaction from game day was a gold standard Opulence. Now, this is a nice card to hunt for right here, guys. Different photo variation. A much better card design, in my opinion. Serial numbered out of 24 here. Rookie card shield, bottom left. Great card. Going to definitely be, I would say, the top card of his market right now. This card sold for $125 in a buy it now last night. Number four, we're going with Jordan Mason because, once again, man, he did his best Christian McCaffrey impersonation. 24 carries, 123 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. 5.1 yards per carry, well over the league average. His rookie ticket auto selling in a buy it now for $90. Check out his college Prism draft picks rookie auto out of $199, $65, another $80, $90. So they seem to have settled in here right under $100. The all-time peak for these cards a couple weeks ago was $125 to $140. And guys, the way he's playing, I mean, he continued to keep this up. Yeah, the Niners lost a couple games. It's probably suppressed his prices a little bit, but big time win here for them. And Jordan Mason prices are going to continue to go up at this rate. Check out his limited print run here as well. Limited print variety, I should say, of Jordan Mason rookies. Out of 99, raw, $102.50 in an auction Saturday. Number five here, Derrick freaking Henry. I think he was definitely the top running back of the week. He goes nuclear on Sunday Night Football, waking people up, laying in their beds, watching this game. I mean, the guy goes off for this insane 87-yard long breakaway run, looking so fast, looking like he's 24 again out there. Ultimately, bell cow roll, 24 carries, 199 yards on the ground, two total touchdowns, one through the air. I mean, this guy absolutely going off here. 2016 with a limited print variety here for Derek. I mean, he's got some massive transaction. Check out his one of one National Treasure sold in a buy it now today with the hat patch and the rookie auto. This car sold for over $1,000, $1,005 to be exact. Here's a nice little CSG or CGC 10 here. Base Donruss rated rookie selling for $40. If you go back to the early August time period before the season started, you can see a card in PSA 10 selling for between 50 and 65. So not too much ahead of that CGC, which is a pretty interesting thing to see. You like to see that as a CGC fan. All right, now this one's interesting. A buy it now today of his college ticket auto from when he played at Alabama here. Beautiful penmanship. Sold for $90 in a buy it now. September 6th, we have that card selling for $61 in an auction. August 27th, we have that card selling for $65. And in a BGS 9.5, we got that card selling for $70 on August 14th. So nice increase in the value of that college uniform rookie ticket auto for Derrick Henry. All right, so largest transaction last night, an Optic Hollow rated rookie PSA 10 from 2016 with a beautiful rookie auto on it, $600 in a buy now. This card is serial numbered out of 99. Big time transaction. And then you have his cracked ice rookie ticket auto out of 24, sold for $400 in a buy it now last night. All right, at number six, we're going Baker Mayfield in a Tom Brady broadcasted game. Baker's on fire here with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Bucky Irving gets his biggest game as a rookie. And as you can see, Baker is selling. Look at these Tampa Bay uniform cards here selling today in a buy it nows like this orange disco PSA 10 that sold for $120 in a buy it now, guys. So remember, when players change teams, those veteran cards that are rare in the new team that they're on, that they're lighting up the scoreboards with, are definitely going to have popularity, especially the more rare they are and the higher the grade is. His rookie Prism Auto PSA 10 here selling for $336 in auction today. His red, white, and blue PSA 10 selling for $175 in a buy it now today. And that card back in the summer was selling for just $83, $100 whereabouts. It's a massive increase there. What about his Optic Hollow PSA 10 that sold for $220 in a buy it now today? Well, that card back in August was also selling for under $100 for just around $80 to $90 in auction. Now almost tripled in value, a little bit more than doubled, having gone up quite a bit. You can see his base raw prism, a little bit lower than Sam Darnold's, but selling that $10 raw. These are going to be the next ones to start going up once all these other higher graded cards, serial numbered cards, rookie autos get out of a lot of people's price points, or I should say budget ranges. Now, holy cow, once again, we've got a crazy National Treasure True RPA buy it now here from the 2018 draft class is going to blow your mind. PSA 10, auto 10, but $19,000 in a buy it now just 6 days ago. My word. Especially when you have something like this. This is a PSA 9, so big difference, but flawless rookie patch auto here out of 25, $990 in a buy it now yesterday's largest transaction from game day. And then you also had this flawless signature gloves out of 25, BGS 9.5, listed for $800, seller took $500. Interesting decision to sell here at a discount, but hey, they wanted to take their profits or take their money and run. I'm sure that buyer is feeling good about their purchase. Number seven, CJ Stroud, Nico Collins role here in the AFC South. Beat down on the Jags. Honorable mention for rookie wide receiver on the Jags. We'll talk about here in a second. But the Texans are now 3-1. Nico goes 12 receptions on 15 targets, 151 yards and a touchdown. He's on track to possibly finish as the top wide receiver in the NFL this year with CJ Stroud. And Diggs is just freeing up even more targets for him too. Diggs has a good touchdown efficiency, but the underlying metrics are for Nico Collins, wide receiver one season, talking about getting into that potentially Ja'Marr Chase price range by the end of the season playoff time period here. Oh, check it out. We've got a CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, Damian Pierce, the only dud on this card here from Certified 2023. It's out of 25. It's still sold for $72.50 in auction today. Now, those PSA 9 CJ Stroud's base prism rookie only selling for $18.50. But those silver prism PSA 10 still selling for close to $700. I mean, that is a very, very nice premium. And the base prism PSA 10 here listed for $250. I was not expecting this much of a discount, ultimately closed for $90. And you can see just a week ago, I mean, that card was selling for $69.70. So decent little increase there from the $70.71. But if we go back to draft time period, free agency time period before the draft, I mean, it was $125, $130 card. So playoff time period from where we're at now could absolutely see an increase in CJ Stroud's prices once again. Needs to go up. But that Topps composite set that increased the print variety of approximately 5,000 to 7,000 additional cards to CJ Stroud's market definitely muddies the waters here for CJ Stroud. As you can see, most of the hobbyists are still first and foremost demanding the Panini licensed cards here. Like the Orange Disco PSA 10s, a hugely popular card, $270 in a buy it now today. Couple big time transactions for CJ Stroud last night. Green Scope Prism out of 75 PSA 10 closed an auction for $5,500. And then his Blue Ice out of 99 PSA 10, $5,100. And that was on 33 bids. All right, so the Nico Collins college ticket autos are up to $30 raw. There's a beautiful cracked ice that closed last night, SGC 10 for $393. The raw base rookie ticket autos, professional uniform here for Nico Collins, $32 in auction. Definitely has room to go up there. Here's a nice one, a PSA 9 that sold from ComC for $87.65 on Sunday, yesterday. All right, so Nico Collins' largest transaction, buy it now, yesterday on game day, was a Blue Scope, serial numbered out of 179, PSA 10. So over $300 in a buy it now. This is quite impressive. Shows you just how popular and important that blue color parallel for Texans players is. Number 8, Joe Flacco. He's still kicking it out there. He comes in as Anthony Richardson goes down with a hip injury. Flacco throws two nice touchdowns and leads to a nice win over the Steelers, which was a very close game. Justin Fields played really well here, putting up 36 fantasy points, showing off his dual threat capabilities, except he had a costly fumble down the stretch, and Joe Flacco leads the Colts to a win here. Got some pretty wild. That's how old he is. Look, he's got a rookie Leatherheads card here from 2008 SP Authentic. Gotta love the 2008 Upper Deck SP Authentic set. Beautiful set. This sold in a buy it now today for $50. Absolutely sick rookie card there for Joe Flacco. As you can see, some pretty cool rookie autos selling for Joe Flacco today. $30 in a buy it now. And you gotta love that iconic 2008 Topps rookie set. Those bubbles, letters. There's no mistaking this set. It's so iconic here. Selling for just a couple bucks. Joe Flacco just stepping into the limelight here. We'll see how long he's playing for. But check out this SP Authentic is basically 2008's edition of National Treasures today. Serial numbered out of 999. This card sold for $70, so Joe Flacco still demanding a nice premium on his nice RPAs. Number 9, DeAndre Swift and the Chicago Bears. The Bears win here. Caleb plays turnover free. Definitely the best game he's had here in his young NFL career. Swift puts up almost 30 fantasy points though. 5.8 yards per carry. 36-yard long run. He also goes 7 receptions for 72 yards through the air, turning into the focal point of this offense. Check out this beautiful downtown that sold. Rookie downtown from 2020. It was listed at $350. Sold in a buy it now today for $325. Now, Swift's efficiency has not been good, but he does have a bell cow role here. $265. We do have a confirmed. This is a PSA 9. This was a buy it now sold August 18th. And $338 on a PSA 8 in auction August 22nd. So do try and figure that one out, how that happened. But you can see the increase there. And obviously, very nice buy it now sold. The rookie ticket autos, still pretty cheap for DeAndre Swift here. That market, PSA 10 base rookie ticket auto, $50 in auction last night. Did get 20 bids, but that is very favorable for people looking to buy into DeAndre Swift on the low end in the hobby. Not a bad play. There's an orange out of 50 for 49 on one bid. Definitely a lot of meat left on that bone there. Its biggest transaction was actually a downtown that I found closed an auction last night. It is a PSA 10. So keep that in mind. It only sold for 416. So I think, you know, once again, the seller left a lot of meat on the bone here for that PSA 10 condition on that optic downtown when you saw the raw one that sold for $325 and a buy it now. Because in fact, the $325 optic downtown that sold today was his largest transaction of today. Given number 10 here to Jordan Love, who's back in action as a quarterback, also putting up 34 fantasy points and 4 touchdowns. But with all those 54 pass attempts and the most air yards that any quarterback's put up since 2021, he did throw 3 interceptions. The Vikings defense playing pretty good here. But Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks both went off in this game. And the Jordan Love transactions once again floweth here. Leaf rookie auto, $120 there. PSA 10 Select Concourse selling a buy now today for $40. And that's a base select concourse PSA 10. I mean, we've seen plenty of $32, $49, but yeah, a lot of $37, $70 buy it now, man. But look, this card can get quite low. $26 auction September 1st. We have a limited rookie patch auto here that sold for $445 in auction today. We have his orange disco PSA 10, $200 in a buy it now sold today. That is about his average over the past month, except that card has dipped down back around the beginning of the season there. As you can see, before the season started, it's a pretty hot, popular card. A lot of expectations for Jordan Love. The injury definitely affected his market, but here he is on the way back up. Reminds me a lot of CJ Stroud out there, to be honest with you. Let's see if any of his highest transactions in the past 90 days occurred yesterday or today. No, they haven't. All right, it's time for the honorable mentions. Appreciate you guys sticking around for this video. All right, time to give you the honorable mention takeaways here. Ladd McConkey. Justin Herbert was pissed that they lost this game. But Ladd McConkey definitely establishing himself as the top receiver in this offense by far. All right, 5 for 67 and a touchdown in this game, 37-yard long touchdown. Expect a lot more content on rookie wide receivers as Brian Thomas Jr. led the Jacksonville Jaguars in receiving this week with a 35% air yard share, another red zone touchdown, stud. T. Higgins is back at it, guys. You see that? Nice Bengals bounce back win here. Finally getting on the board with a win this year. But T. Higgins, 33% target share, goes 6 receptions for 60 yards, like right back at it. Cortland Sutton, Guys, he continues to prove that he is quarterback proof. All right, Sutton, he was against Sauce Gardner in this game. Still gets a 36% target share, getting open against Sauce. That shows great, great, great wide receiver ability. Tyler Algier avoided 7 tackles and gained 80 yards rushing while handling just one more rush attempt than Bijan Robinson in week 4. Not a good look for Bijan. The Falcons, I don't think, scored a single touchdown yesterday, if memory serves me correctly, in terms of passing touchdown. Not good, man. Not good at all. Yeah, not the Falcons did not score a single offensive touchdown yesterday. It was their defense helping them get that narrow victory over the Saints. By golly, Tyler Algier was pretty impressive. Aaron Jones, man, he could have been on the top 10. Jordan Addison could have been up there as well, to be honest with you guys, especially with a great game back after his return. But Aaron Jones right now set season high in usages this week. He's currently the RB5 overall in the NFL in terms of fantasy. That is huge. Deontay Johnson, since Andy Dalton took over at QB, has been smashing every week with a 35% target share on average. Absolutely insane. Putting up over 20 fantasy points a week on average with Andy Dalton. Huge, huge, huge quarterback improvement for him. And then keep an eye out, guys, for maybe a Drake May sighting coming soon to the Patriots. And right now, their rookie, Jalen Polk, led the team in targets this week. Route participation is up to a season high for him of 87% this week. I think this is a big sign of things to come. So those are my major takeaways. Enjoy the big doubleheader tonight. We're going to get to see Tyler Huntley starting that quarterback for the Dolphins. Another look here at Will Levis, 0-3. How much longer this experiment goes on, we'll see. Certainly, you guys know I'm a big fan of those running backs for Tennessee. And then I love, love, love this matchup. Seahawks at the Lions. Always a super high-scoring game. I expect this to be a shootout. Really looking forward to this game. Great weapons on both sides of the ball. Super excited. so we'll see what happens. Tune in to us next time as I'll be live with Carter tomorrow, breaking down all the action. Peace.